Hi, this is Jeff Dunlap with Trappin' Radio's Fur Report. I want to start it off by saying that I went out to Genesee Valley Trappers Association out to New York. Went there with my to their fur sale. I went there with my buddy Matt Spittler. Thanks, Matt, for taking me out there and showing me a good time, taking me to the fur sale. I will tell you guys, them guys out there really know how to put up fur. We'll go over prices and stuff and kind of what I've seen. But them guys put up that fur, that do an awesome job out there. I mean, some of the nicest looking fur I've ever seen put up. The beaver, you could almost eat off of like a paper plate. That's how, not, you know, they're oval like they're supposed to be, but, you know, the cleanliness on them. I mean, it just was awesome. Got to talk to a lot of guys out there. Seen a lot of guys I knew. Met some new ones. So it was a lot of fun. Their hamburgers were second to none. But one thing I want to cover in the beginning of this is out there at Genesee that I hadn't seen before. Because I've been to Michigan sales all my life since I was a little bitty boy with my dad. And down to Ohio sales. Is here when they write a check. And this is why you got to call ahead to see, you know, what the procedures are on lot numbers, getting paid, stuff like that in a different state. Because sometimes it'll benefit you to take fur to a different state if you got a lot of it. Somebody there might have a better market than where you're going. But here in Michigan and down to Ohio, at least when I was going down there, when you get done, you run your fur through, yes, no, sell, or not sell. At some point, the fur buyer is going to write you a check. Out to New York, it doesn't work that way. Is they got a sign right on the wall, tells about it, so it isn't like a caught off guard. And them guys are used to it out there, but apparently what happens they do is the association keeps track of everything, and what they do is, and you're still there to say yes or no if you want to be, but apparently you don't have to be. If you don't want to be, you can just drop it off and they'll run it through and they'll sell for whatever it goes for. But unlike Michigan, where you get paid right away, the association, the fur buyer writes a check to the association. When that check clears the bank, then the association will send you a check from their account on that fur with their percentage deducted for themselves. So you don't get the money right away. It's more like not like NAFA, but similar to that. You know, where you don't get paid right when you sell it, is, you know, down the road. Just, I don't think it's a month later with New York. So, you know, but if you didn't know that, you drove to New York and was planning on being able to cash a check somewhere or whatever to get home on gas money, you know, you'd be caught flat-footed. So call ahead and ask these questions before you go to a different fur sale. Or even if you're from there, at least you'll know what's going on. But it's best to call about the lot numbers to, you know, have an idea what's going on there. Because generally, if you go show up, they're going to run your fur through for you. But like at the Michigan sales, you know, if it's a hot year, you might be at 11 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, or, you know, at the very end, and them guys already build up their fur and the price is dropping. So, you know, call and get a good lot number. A lot of the places, like in Michigan, if you're in the first 1 through 10, and you say, no, I don't no sale it, you'll have an opportunity, you know, to run it later in the sale again. So, you know, there's tricks to all this stuff. At that Genesee Valley one, the beaver, they didn't average real high, was 1206. Sitting there looking, you know, I would have thought I would average higher, but there was quite a bit of grease beaver there too, so that probably brought the average down. The bobcats averaged 5117. Coon averaged 425 with a high of 1250. But I'll tell you guys, there wasn't a lot of $12.50 coon running through there. You know, there probably was just a nice big coon that's, you know, somebody got in a pissing match over and wanted to buy it. The coyotes averaged 1718, sorry. I know some of you just fell out of your chair, but the high is 75. Also seen a couple go through at 55 average, or, you know, on the high. But like on that $55 ones and the $75 one, the thing is what they were is the bottom jaw skinned out and had the feet on them skinned out, taxidermy ones. But the thing is, if you're going to do that, What you don't want to do is take some October piece of crap coyote or a red fox or anything, skin them feet out, because there was a guy who had some go through there, one of them had the feet, and they wouldn't even buy it. So that's the thing is, you know, only skin that stuff out with the feet and the lower jaw and all that, if it's quality fur. You know, if somebody's going to mount it, they don't want one with a big rub in the back unless, you know, there's some specific reason for it. So, you know, if you're going to skin the feet out and that. I also heard, I talked to the fur harvester guy a couple years ago, and they were, if you sent your coyotes to fur harvesters with the feet skinned out, you know, they got put in a different class and you got more money. Whether they actually got more money or not, I have no idea. I didn't send them up there like that. So, but I know the guy that one of the pickup agents, I talked to him about, and he said yes, and that was last summer. So, you know, if you're interested in it, check with fur harvesters. Or if you're going to a local auction, what you can do is just get them out, run them through, and see how it goes. Fishers, the low is 40, average 52.43, high is 70. This was the thing is, this really surprised me, is there was 22 gray fox. We'll get to the Michigan auction too, and this is a reflection of this. The gray fox, the high was 36, which you never can justify what's going on in something on a high. The low was 1250, the average was 1843, which at the Michigan sale, the gray fox run pretty hot too, for what they have been. And I sent my gray fox up to NAFA, and I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to think I made a bad decision, because these state sales are really hot on the grays, some of them. So, looking down the list here, muskrats average 442, high as 760. I seen the 760 ones go across, and I was like, they were just like awesome rats. So, there was 14 otter. High of $65. There was two of them that were together that went for $65. I seen those go across and took pictures of them because I wanted to see what a I wanted to make sure I could always look back and see a $65 otter this year looks like. But they still averaged $51.86. So that's, you know, awesome. Red fox, they had 235 red fox go through. They averaged $9.44. So the grays doubled the average on what the red fox went for. Which, you know, there was some lesser reds there, but still, you know, good for the reds, or grays, but bad for the reds. The weasels were real low in price. You know, some of the guys said, I didn't look at the skinned ones real close. Some of the guys said that it was a bad put-up job. I don't know that for sure, but that the high on the weasels was 2, low at 10 cents, average 58, and there was only 6 of them. So, but that was really fun out there. They had some really good hamburgers. Had a good time. But for some of you, let me see if I got the right sale here. Some of the southern guys, you know, listen to this. We'll run through some real quick. This will be in Arkansas. Their sale seemed to go all right. There was one nutria. It went for $1.75. That's still better than weasels in New York. So, did you get a mountain lion? They had one mountain lion, went for $350. Mountain lion prices are up, apparently. There was, on the green bobcats, they averaged $39.86. On the put-up ones, they averaged $23.13. Now, you don't know if them numbers were accidentally switched around, or if they were just junk cats that were put up, you know, and drug that average down. You don't know. I would say probably that's what happened. Coyotes average 978 for dry, 926 for green. So basically about 52 cents difference. I ain't putting a coyote up for 52 cents difference. So the, you know, that's the thing is, when you look at your state auction you're going to go to, compare that. Because, I mean, there's no sense putting up a coyote for 52 cents. Give it to them and let them put it up. Beaver. Green beaver averaged 548. Put up beaver averaged 901. So, you know, it kind of gives you an idea of what's going on with some of the beaver prices throughout the country. it wasn't that much better in New York, and they had some awesome beaver than what this price was in Arkansas. You know, I mean, you want to put up a beaver, putting up a beaver for $4. That's basically what it was. You got $5.48 for a green one. If it's worth $4 to you, you know, if you got 100 of them, that'd be $400. So, you know, rather than 901. Raccoon was really in the toilet in Arkansas, as a lot of us probably figured. The green averaged $1.16. And put up $3.64. Otter green averaged $30.87. Dry otters averaged $23.14. So again, we're seeing this in Arkansas with southern fur. The buyers want to put it up themselves the way they want it put up. And I've seen that before with the otters, where you know they have specific ways they want to put these up and send them up, and they'll pay you more or the same for green as what they will for dry. So check these things, because it makes a difference in dollars and cents in your pocket and in your time. I mean, why would you go put up otters to lose $7 a piece? That is freaking crazy, you know? So check ahead. Figure this stuff out. It's dollars and cents, guys. Dollars and cents. Now, I don't care if you're not doing it for the money. If you got the same product and you're getting $23 or you're getting $30, and $7 less if you do more work, that don't make any sense. So that kind of gives you an idea on the southern fur, you know, where we're at. We're just kind of skipping around here. On the up in the Michigan sale was the same day as I was out to New York. It was about 2 weeks ago. They had 134 coyotes, high of $69, and the coyotes averaged $28.52. So about $10 more at the Michigan sale than the New York sale. And you know, like I said, I was out to New York, so I didn't see what the Michigan coyotes look like. But you know, I mean, that's pretty good, 28 and change on coyotes. The gray fox, high at 24, which is $12 less than the New York sale, but the grays averaged $24. They didn't have a bunch of them. There was four grays there, but they averaged $24. So, you know, it's a continuous thing that we're seeing here with, like, out to New York, $18 average. In Michigan, there's $24 average on grays, which is good to see. Any rays of sunshine will take. Red fox, high of 29, 20.01 average. So, you know, they blew away what they got at the New York one. So that's what I'm saying, is if you got, you know, 100, 200 red fox, you know, if you start seeing a trend where a buyer's hot and they're buying at these sales, if you had a bunch of fur, it might be worth taking and spending $150, $200 on gas in a motel room and eats to go over there, because if you had 200 fox on a $6 difference, that could be $1,200. You know, that's a lot of difference in the money. Raccoons, high of $10, average $6.72. But you are seeing, and this is the Michigan sale, you are seeing a little bit gradual increase on a coon, and thank God we can sell them. Whatever we start getting over the $6-$7 mark, when we start selling all these coon, they're buying all of them. Like at the sale out to New York, I didn't hear them say, "No, we will not buy that coon," or, you know, "We don't want that coon." It might have happened on a few if I wasn't standing there, I was getting a coffee or one of their juicy hamburgers. But, you know, but the thing is that we're able to sell this stuff. We're selling it. Beaver. Grease beaver, less than $5, $4.98 or $8.98, it looks like. You know, so, but you don't know what them beaver look like. Muskrats, there was 3,181 muskrats. Top bid of $6.25, average $4.34. So the top was about over a dollar less, because the ones out to New York, I think we said it was $7.60. So, you know, like a dollar $1.35 difference or something like that. But on the top, but the averages run about the, just about the same. So, and the muskrats are, it's awesome to see them come up because everybody's saying, oh, they're going to be at $1.50. I was driving around this whole countryside all summer going to conventions, and I never ever seen hardly any water anywhere. I knew we were going to have a shortage of muskrats in the country, and with lack of trappers and stuff like that, I just personally felt that's why I really targeted them, and I really felt that the price would come up, which I could have been wrong. Otter, high of 39, average of 33. So it isn't what Nelson New York had for average on otter, but maybe the otters, you know, they brought to the sale wasn't as good. You never know. But there's an increase in the prices. It's your, you know, 35 to 50 isn't the $200 otter we were getting, you know, years ago. But you know what? It's still better than 10 or 15 bucks. So, anyways, I'm going to wrap this up. It kind of gives you an idea on, you know, what the price are going for. I tried to throw in some southern numbers for some of you southern guys. And get out there and talk to people. You know, it's your fur, it's your money. Try and do the best for yourself and coming up with other markets and talking to people out of state. Maybe there'll be some, if you're in Arkansas, maybe there'll be somebody in Nebraska that is interested in your fur. They'll give you a better price than what your local southern buyer would give you. So, anyways, if we always on track, I have on Facebook, I have Trapping Talk. A lot of times there's guys on there that are giving prices of what they sold stuff to Groenwald for, their local buyer and stuff. So get on Trapping Talk on Facebook. And if there isn't a post up, just throw one out and ask, you know, have you heard what fur price they're doing? And some, you'll probably have 25 guys answer you. A lot of good guys on there. A lot of good women on there too. I say guys, I mean women. I call them guys too. So anyways, thanks for listening. And when we have an update, we'll be doing this again. Thank you.